joining us as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning, we're looking at the Shorter Catechism question 2. So we're continuing in our series here on the Shorter Catechism, dealing in particular with what and how God makes himself known. So yesterday, we dealt with what is the chief end of man. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. But how do you know? See, I had a friend in seminary who always scratched his head. Why is it that, for example, the confessions and most doctrinal statements, Protestant doctrinal statements, don't start with God but start with Scripture? And it's very clear, because part of the Reformation was to figure out how. So Reformed theology, unlike, say, Lutheran theology, doesn't have a central dogma. In Lutheran theology, it's all justification by faith is the hub on which everything else hangs. In Reformed theology, we don't have so much a central doctrine as we have two, they're called loci, primary points. What or how do you know, and what is the ground of being? And so how do you know these things? Because this is part of the breaking with the Roman Catholic Church, because in the Roman Church, how do you know? The Pope said it. Here, we deal with how do you know, because God has spoken, but it's in particular, God has spoken in the Scriptures. Question 2. What rule has God given to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy him? The Word of God, which is contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us how we may glorify and enjoy him. And so, the Word of God. So those words which flow from the mouth of God, in particular, those words which are contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. And so this statement makes it clear that, yes, there are other words of God. You know, even the Bible talks about, and God said, and God said, and God spoke. But it doesn't always tell us everything he said. And so we are not to try to seek out more words. Because in the Scriptures, as Peter tells us, we have all things necessary for life and godliness. And so, yes, we must search them out. And that's why it's necessary for you to daily be in the Word of God. Why was Eve so easily deceived? Because Adam, when he passed on to her what God had said to him, was not particular. And so we see that, again, it's those in the Old and New Testaments, not seeking out extra words, new words, or other scriptures. Those in the Old and New Testaments. And it's interesting, the proof text that they choose in the for the Shorter Catechism, begins not so much with a definition of this, but as an example of this. So Jesus is being asked about divorce in Matthew 19, and this is his answer. Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And so we see here an example of Jesus not giving a new word, but using the Word of God in the Old Testament. And then later, after the resurrection, he's on the road to Emmaus, and he's making known to these two dejected disciples who he is. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And so he's showing that it's the Old Testament that reveals him, and now he's making himself known to them. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. And so the Holy Spirit is the judge is the interpreter of Scripture as he speaks through the Scripture. So he doesn't give you new words. He speaks through the Scriptures. If anyone thinks he is a prophet or a spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord. And so when Paul writes here in the New Testament, these are the commands of God. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, and count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks to them in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other Scriptures. And so you can twist the Scriptures if you do not listen to the Spirit speaking through the Scriptures. This isn't a mystical experience. This is submission to Christ. So the Word of God, contained in the Old and New Testaments, is the only rule to direct us. There is no other. You're not to seek others. There aren't others out there. Oh, if we can just get the Book of Enoch. I once had a neighbor who had watched a few harebrained shows on, say, the Discovery Channel or something, and she'd come to convince herself that the Book of Thomas, the Gospel of Thomas, was much more woman-friendly. And, well, I pulled it off the shelf and read her the last portion, where it just shows you that it has a view of women that they are of a lesser being, because the Gospel of Thomas comes from the Gnostics, who believe that matter is evil and women are more matter than men. It's a strange philosophical position. But that's the problem. When you seek out other things, they do not adhere to what Scripture teaches. And again, they're directing us not this, that, or the other, but how we may glorify and enjoy God. So all of Scripture comes down to glorifying God and enjoying Him. You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. And then we could talk about how the law of the Lord makes wise the simple. To the teaching and to the testimony, if they will not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn. So again, without it, you can't. You have nothing. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and you, that your joy may be full. And so we continue on. We can think of 2 Timothy, that all Scripture is breathed out by God. So it's the very word of God. But, you know, as John says, and we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. So as you are filled with joy, those around you who are in Christ are also rejoicing. And so that's this enjoying God, glorifying God. That's what it's all about. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.